Hi, my name is Chris Pels, and in this video we're going to look at how to use the FTP Web Request class to transfer a file from your local computer to an FTP server. So let's get started and create a sample website. And we're going to create a website here in Visual Basic. However, when you download the sample source code, you'll get it in C# as well. So we'll just call this website VB. And what we're going to do in this site is, on our default ASPX page, we're going to add a few controls that allow us to specify a file on the local hard disk here in my development computer that we can upload to an FTP server. So let's put a couple controls here in the form. And the first one we'll use is a file upload control, and we're going to use that to allow us to have the browse button and, you know, navigate to the particular file that we want to upload. And we'll just call this upload file, run at equals server, and that should be pretty good for that. And then we need to have some way to initiate the transfer of the file, so let's put a little button. Call it button upload. Put the run at equals server tag. And we'll just put a little text. I'll call it transfer file. And then the last thing we need here in this page is, once we transfer the file in the FTP web request, actually it's the FTP web response class, it's going to give us a status indicator as to whether or not the transfer was successful. So let's just put a little label here on the page, and we can put the contents of that result here in the label. Okie doke. Let's just go in the design mode here for a moment. And let's double click on transfer file. There we go. Get a click event. And then in this click event is where we want to do some processing to see what happens in order to transfer the file using the FTP web request class. So there's two principal classes that we're going to use here in this process. One is called FTP Web Request, the other is called FTP Web Response. So let me dimension a local variable for each of those. So dimension, we'll call it FTP Web Request, we'll do WR for Web Request. As now this is in the system.net namespace. So let me just put FTP web request, and we don't have the proper imports. And there's a nice little trick here in Visual Studio 2008. See this little there we go. See the little bar at the under the T? Well, if you hover over that and you get this little drop down, what you can do is, it's intelligent enough to figure out what the fully qualified path is for the namespace, and we can just add our imports that way. So now let's add the second class, which is FTP, we'll call it web response, which is a WP, as FTP web response. So now we have those two local variables, and what we need to do is set up a few things. And let's put this whole process in a try-catch block, because we do want to have some exception handling. And in addition to the generic exception that we have here in the template for the try-catch block, let's add another catch, and let's call it the web exception, WEX. See? Okay, there we go, web exception. And we'll catch that, because there's some specific web exceptions associated with this process. So now here in our try-catch block, let's create our instance of the FTP web request. WR. We got an extra W in there. There we go. And we're going to set that equal to, and the way we do this is we take the FTP web request class, and there's a create method on it. And you pass in the URI, which points to the file that you want to transfer. And this is going to come from that file upload control that we put on the page a few minutes ago. So we'll create a new URI. And in there, you can see it's going to take a string. And this is pointing to the whole path of the file that we want to deal with. And by path, I mean that is the address, the URL, URI to the FTP server. So let's, we'll just hard code it in here. We'll just go FTP colon whack whack myserver.com. And you're going to need to substitute in your own FTP server there when you get down the sample source code and want to play around with this. Now, what we need here is a file name. And actually, we want another slash there. And so the file name we want to take from the upload file control. So let's just get that. And there's our instance of that. And there is a property called file name. And this is not going to get the complete path. This will just extract the end file name from the path. And that's what we want in this particular situation. So now that looks pretty good. And one of the things is we need this to be typed to an FTP web request. So let's go see type. And on the end, an FTP web request. Okay. So that looks good. So now we need to set a couple of properties of the web request. And we want to say use binary equals true, and we want to put FTP web request method. Now this is, let me just backspace on this so you can see the IntelliSense. This gets or sets the command to send to the FTP server. As you know, you can upload, download, and delete some different operations with the FTP server. So we're going to upload in this particular situation, but I wanted to point out this method because if you're trying to create a code to delete or download, you need to be aware of this method property. And this, there we go, is set to one of the web request methods. And this is FTP, and in this case what we want to do is, let me just scroll down and you can see the various options for the commands. We want to upload file, so that sets the type of operation that our FTP web request will do. Now the last thing we need to set here is a very important thing, and that is the credentials. Now, that's obviously the credentials used to log in to the FTP server to perform the operation. And we set that equal to a new instance of network credentials class. And in that, you can have several constructor overrides, either a blank, username, password, and domain as the third. So we're going to do username, password. And I'll just put username password here. Obviously, you're going to have to substitute in your own values. So the next thing we need to do is actually get the contents of the file that we're going to be working with. So let's dimension another local variable. We'll call it fi for file info. As, let me put file info. And we'll set that equal to. And what we want to do here is a new file info, and you can see we're having the imports problem that we had up on FTP web requests. So let's just go in and use that nice little utility, so to speak. We'll add system.io and then new file info, and we need the name of the file as a string, and this is the complete path to the file. So we'll use the upload file control again. And down here in that, let's find it, is, so let's just back up, let me back down here, there, the posted file, we just, there we go, skipped over it. And in here, There's also a file name property, but what this does is it gets, as you can see in the tooltip, the fully qualified name of the file on the client, and that's essentially going to get us the path, and that's what we need in this particular situation to create our file info object. Now, the next thing we need to do is we need to store the contents of the file somewhere, and we're going to do that in a byte array. So let's create a local variable called contents as a byte array, and we'll set that equal to a new byte array of length, and we'll take the file info dot length. That's how long the file is, well, so we know how long, how big to make our byte array. So there we have our byte array, and that'll store the contents. Now we got to get that contents and read it into something. So let's create a file stream. To mention another variable, fs as a file stream, and we'll set that equal to the file info, which is the source file, dot open read, and that opens the file stream on that particular file. So then we'll take our file stream, we'll read, and we'll read it into that contents variable. We'll start at 0, and we'll go to the length of the file. And then once that's done, close it up. So now we have the contents in that byte array. And what we need to do is get that contents out through the FTP web request class to our destination FTP server. So in order to do that, let's dimension, we'll call it RS for response stream as stream object, and we're going to set that equal to FTP web request dot get request stream. And what this is doing is getting the stream. Let me just back up and get the tooltip there. You can see this retrieves the stream used to upload data to an FTP server. So now we have that. So now on this, we need to write, and we're going to write the contents, start at 0, and go to the length once again. And once that's done, we'll close that off. So now we've actually, let me just scroll up a little bit, and we've actually written it out to the FTP server. So the last thing we need to do is we have up here, let me just scroll back up. And here on line 10, we have that web response, which we haven't used yet. So let's do that. And we'll call it FTP web. And FP was it. And we set that equal to the FTP web request dot get response. And then once we have that response, we can take our label that we put on the page, take the text, and we'll assign to that. We'll say there's a code and a description. So let's first take the FTP web request dot status code plus, then we'll go description plus FTP dot, and let's scroll down, I think it's called status description, yes it is, right there. And actually a little typo here, this needs to be a P. So then that should give us an indication on the page as to whether or not our transfer was successful. Now I'm going to put a little comment down here and add and that'll just remind you to add your error logging here, depending upon whether you write to the event log, text file, whatever error logging or handling system that you're using in your particular application. You want to catch errors there, because that's a little bit different than the response. The response assumes that the process has gone successfully in that the FTP web request class worked, logged in, etc. And however, if that doesn't happen, you're going to get either the web exception or the regular exception down here, and you want to log that so you can determine what's going on. Now, in order to test this out, what I'm going to do is I'm going to externalize a couple things here because I'm going to have to use one of my own servers and username and password. And what we'll do is we'll put that in the web.config. Let's go down here into app settings. And let's add, and let's see the key. We'll put just FTP server and the value. Put in there, and because I don't actually want to share these with you in the sense that it'd be my own server information, what I'm going to do, I'll put all of, there can be three things in here: FTP username, put them as blank, and then I'm going to kind of secretly add them before we run this and test it, and I'll change them back to these values. And then when you get the sample source code, what you're going to have to do is come in here and substitute in your own values. So now let's go back over to our page. Let's just update this a little bit. And so we'll assume that we have this much. And then what we're going to do is append on to this the value from the configuration. So let's add this in. So we'll go system.configuration.configurationManager.appSettings. And the value, see, we just put the name of our key in there. And it's FTP server. So let's just save ourselves a little time. So that gets the name of the server in there. And actually, we need one more little thing. There we go. Don't want to forget that. And now we'll put in the username. FTP username. And we actually better go to string. And we'll do that up here as well. Down here, and the third one we need to put in is the password. So now it should be reading them from the configuration file. And I just realized down here this status code, FTP status code, we better put this to string. Let's just check and make sure this description is coming in as a string. That is, so we should be all set there. Okay, so now we're ready to give our little sample a test. Let's put a breakpoint up here on line 14. We'll run it in the debug mode. We get our little page. We have the file upload control. Let's browse and select a file. There's a little README file here. I'll just pick that. We could have made this box a little long enough, but there's the complete path and file name. I'll click Transfer File. And should jump over here behind, and we're at our breakpoint. And let's step through here. First, we create the web request, reading the information on the server from the configuration file. Set up a few properties, add the credentials again from the web.config. Let's actually create a byte array to store the contents, open a file stream and read the contents into it, close that. Let's get a stream which is the outbound stream to the FTP server, and we will write the contents in the byte array out to the server, close that off. Let's get the response. Let's write it to our page in the label control. And let me just run it from there, and let's see what we have on our page. And see, we have the status code, closing data, and the description is 226 transfer complete. Now, where we actually sent this to, as I mentioned, I went into the web.config behind the scenes and put in my own FTP server information, and you'll need to put yours there. But let me switch over here. I just have this little program, WSFTP Pro, and where I sent the file is actually up here to a website that I have associated with my user group. And the file is called readme.txt, and as you can see, it's not here. And we'll refresh. It'll go out. get the rest of the files. And there is our README file. So the file that we had here on the local computer did successfully transfer up to this website via the FTP server. Let me delete that file here from the website because we don't really need that. And let's go back over. Actually, let's flip back over here. Here's our web page. Let's just shut that down. And here we are back in the sample source code. So now we have a complete sample that allows us to upload a file via FTP to a remote server. And you can build upon this for your own implementation. As I said, I externalized a few things over to the web.config. If you literally want to try this on your own FTP site, you'll need to go in and change those values when they get the sample source code. And then you can use this code base here as a starting point and expand upon it for your own uses. So I encourage you to download the sample source code that comes with the site. It's available in Visual Basic as well as C Sharp. And use that, get started, and learn how to do a variety of FTP operations for your own applications. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on using the FTP Web Request class to transfer a file via FTP to a remote server.